Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
Here we are again, dealing with angels and end times, and I think today, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to listen to two different angels. That's exciting. Regarding something very, very special, something that every believer should be ready for. So what have we got, Jeannie?
Well, we're going to be talking about the rapture.
Wow.
And remember when Jesus, just before he left the earth, he was there with his disciples, and he was giving them the great commission to go into all the world and to preach the gospel, that he was going to be with them until the end of age. And in Acts 1:9 in the New Living Testament, it reads, "After saying this, he, Jesus, was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him. As they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. And they said, 'Men of Galilee, why are you standing here staring into the heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go.'"
Now, we've said this before, that that's one of our very favorite translations, the New Living translation.
Right.
And I just like the way those translators worked on it. And what do we see here but Jesus ascending up into heaven? And they're staring up into heaven, as would we all if we were watching something like that. I pictured in my mind Peter poking John in the side, you know, saying, "Can you still see him?"
Kind of like watching a helium balloon go up.
Same kind of thing.
I can still see it.
And so they're just, so Jesus is out of sight. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. I think they're still staring up there, you know, just gawking, you know. I mean, what can you say? And then a couple of angels show up.
Say, "What are you looking at, boys?"
Again, you know, the whole thing that angels are so involved in every aspect of the gospel and the word of God and the work of God and the will of God and the helps that they give us. So the angels are like, you know, snap out of it. You've got work to do.
Right, right. And, you know, I was reading what Billy Graham had to say about that verse, and he was suggesting that those clouds were actually a group of angels that were carrying him.
So it
looks like clouds, but it's actually the angels carrying him. And this angel told the boys that he's going to come back the same way. Now, we know he's going to come back twice, but the first time he comes back, he's coming back to take us home.
Right.
And he's coming back in the clouds with a shout, and we're going to go up with him into the clouds to join him in the air. The second time he comes back will be at the end of the tribulation. So this is going to take place just before the seven-year tribulation starts.
You used the word rapture, so you have a verse there you can read with that word in it. Well, I'll explain it afterwards. Read the verse.
Okay. So 1 Thessalonians 4:15 through 18, New King James says, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God." Isn't that the shofar, whatever that's called?
The shofar, yeah.
Yeah. "And the dead in Christ will rise first." So those are the folks that have already passed on.
Right.
"Then we who are alive," which we think could possibly be you and me at this time.
Yes.
"And remain shall be caught up," that's that word,
that
for
word
rapture,
caught up.
"With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words."
Okay. The word rapture is actually taken from a Latin word. And the word that's used in the New Testament that we have here, the Greek word, is harpazo. So it's the same thing, rapture, harpazo, caught up. Those are all the same terminology, which the word means to be taken by force.
Doesn't one verse say, "In a twinkling of an eye"?
Yes, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And so the Lord's just going to snatch us out of this place along with everybody who's died in faith.
Can you imagine what the world would be like if all the Christians left? Talk about a collapse with the world.
Ooh, yeah.
There wouldn't be any Christians here. But we also know that the tribulation period, which is going to end up being a judgment on the world for not believing in him, is not for his children.
Right.
Just like the knowing the ark.
The wrath of God is not for the children of God. You can count on that.
Right.
So, and I want you to be all listening carefully, because there's going to be an angel
blowing a trumpet.
Blowing a trumpet. Wait, I think I hear it. It's going to happen so fast, you will be with Jesus in a second. So that when he comes back the second time, the second coming of Christ, that's different. He's not going to catch anybody up. He's going to come down and set foot actually on the Mount of Olives, which will split in half and water will flow out of it. But,
and we'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow.
Yeah. So,
but for today, we have work to do and we have this to look forward to. And he wrote, comfort one another with these words.
See, that's good, because when things get wacky in the world, we can remind each other Jesus is coming for us.
And we say, Maranatha.
Maranatha.
Remember in high school, we used to say that word a lot. I don't know if folks say it very much anymore, but it means Lord, come quickly.
I actually have a Maranatha t-shirt. We used to use that word a lot.
We used to use it a lot.
We need to start using it again.
Remember the song, Maranatha, Maranatha. How did it go? With mustard seed faith.
The Lord is coming back.
Yeah.
Yes. We best prepare our hearts to truly meet him. Something like that. That's been a long time.
Some of you out there remember it.
Yeah. So anyway, it's love you. Be comforted, because your Lord's coming for you. Right. He's not going to leave us to suffer through those things. That's what makes it so comforting. You know, when God's wrath comes, you can be comforted because Jesus is going to harpazo. He's going to rapture.
Snatch
He's going to snatch us up out of this place. So that's a living hope right there. Father, thank you so much for this time. Talk about something so wonderful and comforting. And so, Lord, I pray that that would have just that effect on our lives. Not just comfort alone, but also that thought that we have a work to do here, a job to do here. We're here to represent you, to become more like you. So bless my brothers and sisters as we move forward in our faith. For we pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name. And everyone says,
amen.
Amen. God bless y'all. See you soon.